This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1858. Shauna Thompson from American English Podcast on three California tips only locals know. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American host, Lindsay McMahon, and today's featured guest coming to you from Denver, Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. On today's episode, I interview Shauna from California. Don't be a typical tourist when you visit the Golden State. Shauna will show us three things that only Californians know so that you can experience this amazing state like a local. All right. Welcome to All Ears English. Shauna, I'm so excited to have you on the show. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. I'm actually really excited to share some stuff with you today and to talk to you about California, my home state.
No, this is great. I'm excited for our listeners to hear your voice today. Guys, on the show today, I have Shauna Gonsalves from the American English Podcast. She's an ESL teacher from California, and she is also fluent in Portuguese and German. And I love that. I love the fact that you're fluent in at least two other languages, Shauna, because it's so important as English teachers that we speak other languages and that we understand what our listeners, our students are going through, don't you think?
Totally. Totally. Yes. Actually, I found it really helpful in actually teaching English as a foreign language because I think, gosh, you know, if I wasn't actually learning a language, I wouldn't know how I would want things presented.
Yes.
Know? And
yes.
So I just, I like having that background. Do you speak a foreign language as well?
Yes. So I speak Spanish. However, I do need to up my game with my Spanish. I have let it drop off over the last couple of years. I lived abroad in my 20s in Buenos Aires and Guatemala and spent time traveling and got very confident. But these days, I'm not practicing as much. So I need to bring it back up again.
Yeah, no, I totally, I feel you.
Yes.
I feel the same way with German. So, but yes. That's life, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
You don't use it, you lose it. Well, I'm excited today to talk about California. So you tell me about you and California, your background in California. Are you originally from there? Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah. So I grew up in an area of Northern California. It's actually the last county of the San Francisco Bay Area. So there are seven counties in total. Mm-hmm. I'm from a city called Fairfield, which is right next to Napa Valley.
Ooh.
So if you are a wine,
yes.
a wino, someone who's interested in wine, then yeah, Napa Valley is a great place to go to. There's wineries everywhere. The Sonoma Valley is right next to it too. So a lot of these wines get exported out of the United States. And so I think the familiarity with these wines is also known on the outside. So my city was right next to that. And now I went to school in Santa Barbara, which is kind of Southern California. It's like
right
in Southern California. And then I moved to LA actually only 6 months ago. So I'm a newbie here in LA.
Okay.
And so I've been all throughout. If you have a map of California, you'll see that, you know, Northern California, like San Francisco area, which is really popular, is about 6 to 7 hours north of Los Angeles.
And okay. So, I love it. So you've been kind of working your way down the coast, Shauna, your whole life, it sounds like, working your way down the coast of California. I love it. So good. So this is, our listeners are excited today, I know, because they have a true, California local to give them some insights on, what the locals know. First, before we get into your three things that only locals know, I would love to know, do you prefer Napa over Sonoma or Sonoma over Napa? What's the better place to go if we want to have a true California wine experience? What do you think?
I've got a great tip for you here.
Okay.
So first of all, it depends on your financial situation.
Okay.
Napa is more expensive than Sonoma.
Okay.
And Napa is sort of like the Disneyland of wine. So you'll see winery next to winery next to winery. I was going to say, if you go on a bike tour, It'd be really easy, but I'm not sure it's good to go on a bike when you're drinking.
But I've done it actually.
But, oh, really?
Yes. I just want to know your opinion, whether you think, it can be a little dangerous for sure. So you're saying Napa is a little more kind of Disneyland-ish.
Yeah.
Sonoma.
Sonoma, they're more spread out. I actually like Sonoma over Napa, but there's certain areas of Napa, like the castle and...
Okay.
It's just very pretty, but you can get coupons online. People, if you do not have the financial situation to pay for this stuff, you can find coupons and get tastings for like very, very little money. So
I love it. I love it. It's so good to know. So maybe if we want the true quintessential California wine experience, we go to Napa for a day, but maybe we spend 3 days in Sonoma and that's where we spend most of our time. Yeah. Something like that. I love it.
Get a massage in the mud bath in Calistoga too.
That's so good. Guys, if you haven't visited California yet, you must go for all of our listeners. So let's get into it now, Shauna. Let us know, what are three things that only locals know about California that our listeners could tap into this insight when they do visit and go and experience the true California? What would be your first tip or your first piece of advice?
So I've got a very cool one, exciting one. One that's like, and one that's like, just a cool tip. But we'll start with the one that's a little bit like a little scary. Okay. And the first thing is earthquakes. So it's actually something that I don't think you need to be worried about, but yes, they are common. If you actually type in earthquake in Los Angeles today or earthquake in San Francisco today, you'll find that on a daily basis, it'll show you a magnitude of one or two. These are earthquakes that you don't feel.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so actually when I was growing up in school, they would have a earthquake drills where the alarm would go off in a specific fashion. So you knew it was an earthquake. They wouldn't tell you that it was a fake, drill.
Yeah.
And then, so the teacher would have us run and jump underneath our desks.
Okay.
Because you're supposed to hide under a very flat surface whenever there's an earthquake, because things can fall from above onto your head.
Yes.
And so I remember that growing up. And actually back in 2013, my boyfriend at the time came and visited my family and there was an earthquake in the middle of the night.
Oh no.
And I mean, this was strong. I was laying down in my bed and the canopy, I had with the bed post really high and it was shaking back and forth. And I had this flashback from being in elementary school and running and jumping underneath the desk that all I could remember was like, I have to be on the floor. And I remember jumping up from my bed and like skidding across the floor. And my boyfriend was there going, what are you doing? He didn't even know. He was from Michigan.
He didn't even know.
You're supposed to hide under something.
Oh man. I wonder what happened to that relationship. He was like, I can't come back to California. I can't handle these earthquakes.
Yeah. But that, once again, that's really rare to have that sort of experience. And
yes. Okay. Yeah. So for our listeners, we should be aware that earthquakes do happen in California, but don't let it deter us from visiting, right? Just be aware, it is. Yeah. It's a thing for sure.
Exactly. But don't be afraid.
Good to know. Because I think maybe if we think about LA, we think about Hollywood, but we don't really think as much about the climate. So that may be something that our listeners might not be aware of. That's perfect.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what would be our second thing that we need to know? Shauna?
The second thing is California is not just Los Angeles and San Francisco. And I started this by talking about San Francisco and, and LA, but the state itself is bigger than Germany size-wise.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
Yes. And there's more people than Canada. So, I mean, it's not bragging or anything, but it's a big place and there's so many wonderful places to visit. And so when I hear people saying, oh, I took a trip to LA from LA to San Francisco, I think you missed everything. Mm. You missed everything in between. First of all, Santa Barbara. I mean, I don't want to make everybody go to Santa Barbara because I don't want it overpopulated.
Yeah.
But it's the most stunning place with whitewashed buildings. Mm. They have a law where all the buildings needed to be painted white area with the red roofs. There's the beach with the pier. You can go kayaking with palm tree lined beach walks. Boardwalks. And just a number of just amazing restaurants, breweries, everything right next to the water. And that's where I went to school. I went to school in Isla Vista, which is right next to the most populated square mile of students between the ages of 18 and 24. If you're in that age, go to Isla Vista.
Lots of students. It will
be the best party of your life.
So when we go, so are you saying that most people make the mistake of flying from LA to San Francisco and they literally miss everything, or they just like go through really quick by car? And so, you're saying they should stop along Route 1? Should we take Route 1 to get?
Okay. So Highway 1 is the Pacific Coast Highway, PCH, we call it. Mm-hmm. And if you go along the coast, you're going to hit a number of incredible cities along the way. Santa Barbara from LA, you go Santa Barbara, and then you're going to want to go to San Luis Obispo, Santa Cruz, Carmel. Mm. And then when you go up farther, you're actually going to hit one of the places that I think is the most amazing place I've ever seen in my lifetime, which is the Avenue of the Giants. It's where they discovered Bigfoot.
Yes. Now, this is the Redwoods, right?
Redwoods. These trees are taller than over 300 feet tall. You walk and you feel like a little ant walking underneath. Have you ever been there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I did a road trip in 2016, and we actually have a course at All Ears English where we take our listeners on this trip. Okay. And so we go through the Redwoods, and they are truly incredible. I like being in places in the world where I feel small. Right? To feel small because of nature is such a cool experience, which on the East Coast, we don't get that feeling as much, right? Because there's so many people everywhere. There's not as much nature, but I love that about California and the Redwoods. And the other one that I'm thinking they could hit is Big Sur. Is that between LA and San Francisco?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Another area great for hiking, lots of trails.
I love it. So your second tip is, guys, get that car, you know, rent a car, but don't just blast your way up. Is it the five?
You know
up?
It. Okay. I love that this stuff. Thank you so much for mentioning those two in your course.
I love California. I'm out there a lot. It's fantastic. We considered living in LA for a while and decided not to. But guys, get a car, go from LA to San Francisco, but get out of the car, right, Shauna? That's the key. I love it.
Get out.
So good.
Yep. Talk to locals.
Talk to locals. They are friendly. Yes. What would be the third thing that they could do?
The third thing is actually related to food.
Okay,
and
great.
And so California, and I wrote some stats on here because I didn't want to do it incorrectly. So California, agriculture is a significant sector in California's economy, producing nearly $50 billion in revenue in 2018.
Okay.
And actually over a third of the country's vegetables come from California, and two thirds of the country's fruits and nuts are from California.
I believe that.
So we actually grew up in, I told you, in an area that was like surrounded by agriculture.
Yeah.
And there was a valley that grew wine near me. And I worked inside. My first job was actually working at a fruit stand.
Oh,
and so
cool.
A lot of people came in and said, hey, you know, is this local? Is this local? And really the only things that were not local were pineapple and bananas. And so, and then the potatoes were from Idaho, but everything else was from California. And so one of the things I would recommend for people coming to California would be go to the grocery store, get some fresh produce.
Yes.
Don't just go to fast food restaurants. I know that it's tempting because we have so many options in California. Go to In-N-Out. In-N-Out. Exactly.
That's so
Don't
funny.
Go to McDonald's.
Yes. I love
In-N-Out.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to the grocery store. Everything's fresh. Even at restaurants, there's a big push for the, you know, farm to table. Mm-hmm. And everything left farm is outside. It's yes. all throughout the valleys.
Yeah. I love that. That is so true. Mm-hmm. You know, when you visit New York, Boston, Washington, DC, there are other great things we can do, but mm-hmm. you order a salad in California and that plate is so fresh. You just know the vegetables are bigger, they're fresher, they're more green, they're just beautiful. So guys, yes. indulge. Shauna's third tip here is indulge yeah. in the local food, and so much of it is local. Shauna, yeah. I love watching you talk about your state because I can tell you love California. That is so cool. It's so cool to love where you come from.
Yeah, it is. And do you love, were you born in New York?
I was born in New Hampshire, actually. I'm kind of a transplant. I've been all over the place.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure I've heard so many wonderful things about, you know, the Northeast, Vermont, yes. New Hampshire. Oh,
yes, yes. Yeah, we'll do another episode another day for our listeners on that. But guys, mm-hmm. you know, this has been great. So do you have any final words of wisdom, Shauna, for our listeners on visiting California? Any final message you want to let them know?
Just come.
Just come.
Just come. Don't be tempted. Just instead of just wanting to book your trip on the East Coast.
Yes.
There's so much to see out West. Totally. Even if you steer away from California, go start in California and steer away from it to go to Arizona and Utah and to go to all the national parks. There's so much to see out here. So just do it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I feel like it's time to book my next road trip now. You've gotten me excited about California again. I'm so excited. So guys, go take that trip that you've been dreaming about. Now's the time. So good. Shauna, where can our listeners find you online, find your podcast, and what you're up to?
So I am on all podcast apps. So if you go to Spotify, if you go to iTunes, all of them. And then you can find me at AmericanEnglishPodcast.com or on Instagram at AmericanEnglishPodcast.
Perfect. This has been so much fun chatting with you today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on the show. We're excited to have you on again soon. Take care, Shauna. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.